Down next to the creek, down or down next to water. Down on these little creeks, they have places like that on them. I had a pretty good place down here. A lot of it was rich places, rich ground here.
Ever hear people around here use the word meadow for a
Yeah, vessel? Meadow. That was where the cows grazed, places like that.
You mentioned having some swamp land around here at one time. Would that be the same thing as what some people would call a marsh?
Yeah, well, a marsh would be more wet. More marshy would be more of a wet. Now, the swamp land, it's not wet land. But a marsh is a place that's seepy, where it's pretty wet all the time.
I see.
That's what I understand.
Yes, sir.
There's places, it's more of a hammock down on the creek and all, where it's pretty dry at all times.
Around here, what kind of soil would be considered good soil?
Well, more of a loam, they call it, lime. We don't have much lime in this part. More sandy loam. I don't know much about the difference. I always said it's rich or poor, or wet or dry.
Right. Ever heard people call any kind of soil gumbo or buckshot?
Yeah, old gumbo. I don't know about that. Well, that's old tough kind of crawfishy stuff. It takes a good plow to take it, and you can't plow it on at certain times.
Talking about good soil, somebody might say that, well, we ought to get a good crop this year because the soil is very
rich, yeah,
or fertile.
Yeah, very fertile, rich soil.
Say if a man had a place, a piece of land with some water on it, and he was draining it, you know, to put it to cultivation, what would he have to dig to take the water off?
Dig a ditch. Now we all had to have ditches around in these little creeks around here. Yes. Pretty hard to dig. You done that with a shovel at that time too.
Yes, sir. Let's see. What would you call a place that's been eaten away by a lot of rainfall or by water running through it over a long time till it gets pretty deep?
Well, it'd be washed off or washed off or soil done washed away off of it.
Some kind of gully somewhere?
Yeah, gullies. Gullies is out mostly on the hillsides.
Hmm. Ever heard people call something like that a ravine?
Yeah. A ravine is out on the hill like a little bank drain comes down on it, where it's already there. You don't make them with a shovel. Mm-hmm.
They're just there.
Yeah. Nature.
You said that you had a place called Scott Mountain, close to here. Have you ever heard people call, you know, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? They say they were looking over the
cliff.
And if the mountain had a lot of those, you say that mountain has several.
Oh, well, it'd be the rock cliffs or something or other down through there.
Yeah. You have any idea what you'd call a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
Well, it'd be a valley. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Yeah. Or maybe a place along the Tombigbee River where boats would stop and unload their freight. That'd be a
boat landing.